Hello and welcome to this special interview collection. My name is Rob Simone, and these series of conversations with the most provocative and prolific researchers are presented just as they aired on my radio broadcast. More information at robsimone.com. Stay tuned. We're in an interesting time and place in the world, and our next guest is someone who we spoke with last year and went through the 9/11 scenario, international lecturer, author of countless books. I believe the grand total is 1.5 million words to date. David Icke, welcome to the Headroom.
Oh, thank you very much.
We were just talking about your latest book that you're working on now. Is it safe to say that you have indeed written about 1.5 million words?
Well, I've actually written a lot more than that. The last five books come to that. The last one, Alice in Wonderland, the World Trade Center Disaster, brought me to a point where I started to look beyond the five sense level of the manipulation, because there's different levels of the way the world's controlled, and I've started to really look at the nature of reality and how we create it, because that gives us the power to replace a reality and experience we don't like with one that we do. In other words, take control back of our destiny and control back of our minds. And that's what Tales of the Time Loop, or Tales from the Time Loop, is going to be about, the nature of the way that we are controlled ultimately by the manipulation of our sense of reality, the manipulation of what we think of ourselves and how we perceive the world. For instance, if you have 6 billion people who understand the true infinite nature of who they are, who understand they have the power to create their own destiny and create consciously their own reality, then you are going to have a nightmare trying to control those people, because they're just going to be expressing their uniqueness and they will not concede that uniqueness to anyone. What you want is people to have a reality, and that's the one that so many people have around the world, that they are ordinary men and women in the street. They're just Joe Public. What can I do, mate? I've got no power. And if you take on that reality, you will create that experience. You will have a life that will be, quote, ordinary and powerless, and not because that is what you are, but because that is what you've been manipulated to think you are. So, although I talk at length in the books about the names, dates, places, secret societies...